Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, George Case. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Conway. Batting third. The center fielder, Pat Sierrett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jimmy Washdell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Gromek. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Gromek. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Leon Culberson. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Pesce. Batting third. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rip Russell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Partee. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Dobson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Joe Dobson. And now, play ball. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Case reaches second base with a double. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesce scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Sierrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierrett takes first base on ball four. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Case scores. Sierrett moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Washdell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washdell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clem Dreesweerd now pitching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesce fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sierrett. DiMaggio reaches second base with a double. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive towards first. Washdell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Gromek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromek strikes out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Case hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 0 for 1 in the game. Conway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dries Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Case moves to second. Two outs. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Sierra takes first base on ball 4. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dries Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr strikes out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. It's 5-0, Indians. Jimmy Washdell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washdell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Washdell hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Keltner moves to second. Two outs. Steve Gromek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromek is 0 for 1 in the game. Gromek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clem Dries Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dries Ward strikes out. One out. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0 for 1 in the game. Culberson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Partee moves to second. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 1 in the game. Pesky takes first base on ball 4. Partee moves to third. Culberson moves to second. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. DiMaggio strikes out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-4, Indians. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ciaret. York reaches second base with a double. Doerr goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 5, Red Sox, 5. Don Black now pitching. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and has York trapped. There's the throw to Conway, who tags York for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Case hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 0 for 2 in the game. Conway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Ciaret is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ciaret is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Ciaret hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Partee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clem Dreesweerd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesweerd is 0 for 1 in the game. Dreesweerd bunts towards first. Washdell scoops it up and throws to first, with Conway covering, for the out. Partee moves to second. One out. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Partee moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau misplays the ball. That's an error on Boudreau. Partee scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-6, Indians. Jimmy Washdell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washdell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Washdell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Doerr reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Black reaches second base with a double. Hegan scores. It's 8-6, Indians. Jim Bagby now pitching. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Case strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-7, Indians. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. York hits a ball on the ground towards first. Washdell fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. 2 outs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-2 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 7. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 0-for-3 in the game. Conway hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Bagby covering, for the out. 1 out. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Sierra hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Edwards hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Sierra goes all the way around to score. It's 9-7, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Washdell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washdell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Washdell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Russell fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Partee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Culberson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Partee moves to second. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pesky hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 7. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hegan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio who is chasing the ball. Hegan reaches third base with a triple. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Black hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Case hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hegan scores. Two outs. It's 10-7, Indians. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 0-for-4 in the game. Conway hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio who is chasing the ball. Conway reaches third base with a triple. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Sierra takes first base on ball 4. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a pop-up towards short. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Joe Barry now pitching. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Williams scores. Two outs. It's 10-8, Indians. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-3 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Washdell juggles the ball. That's an error on Washdell. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Partee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 8. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 4-for-4 in the game, with three doubles and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Washdell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washdell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Washdell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heskey fields it and throws to second for the out. Boudreaux moves to third. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a triple. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heskey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Lazor pinch hits for Jim Bagby. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Culberson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Washdell juggles the ball. That's an error on Washdell. Culberson moves to third. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pesky. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Pesky steals second. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. DiMaggio hits a pop-up towards first. Washdell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 11-10, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. York strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians 10. The Indians will come to bat. Tex Houston now pitching. Hal Wagner now catching. Felix Macchioas pinch hits for Joe Barry. Felix Macchioas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macchioas strikes out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Case hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houston fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 1 for 5 in the game, with a triple. Conway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Sierra hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Conway moves to second. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 10. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.